Welcome to Ending Hunger, Growing Hope in Michigan with Joel Jacob and friends. Joel Jacob is the president and founder of The Bottle Crew. It is his 40th year of passionate advocacy for ending hunger and growing hope. He invented the spray bottle you're familiar with at both Walmart and Home Depot and some other places as well. We are going to introduce a new friend in this episode. She is the recently retired executive director of a food pantry in Southeast Michigan. She has known Joel Jacob for years. Leah, welcome to Ending Hunger, Growing Hope in Michigan. Give us a little bit of insight why ending hunger matters.
Well, thank you for having me. It's very simple. I don't think Americans realize how many people, how many of their neighbors suffer from food insecurity in this country. Over 42 million people, over 13 million children. I worked at a food pantry for 28 years, and I heard the stories. I was boots on the ground. I heard from the woman who had four kids, and she called crying, asking for help because all she could give her family for dinner was a bag of chicken nuggets, and that was it. Or the man who called me and said, I'm so embarrassed. I'm out of work. I can't feed my family, and I don't have enough gas to come to you. I'm going to go panhandle to put some money in my gas tank because I want to show you that I'm trying and that I'm proud and that I'm so upset that I need to come to you. These are the stories of people that we know, but because hunger is hidden, because we don't go into people's homes and look in their pantries, we don't realize how much food insecurity there is. We're not talking about starvation. We're talking about food insecurity, meaning we don't know when our next meal or where it's going to come from. And in this country of wealth and so much food, there is no excuse for anyone to suffer from food insecurity.
So tell us a little bit about, I mean, that what you just described, the sadness and the suffering that people go through and your passion to relieve that suffering. Tell us a little about how you and Joel intersected as people interested in making a difference on this.
I had the opportunity to meet Joel Jacob early on in my career. He came, he wanted to learn more about Yad Ezra. He offered to make deliveries. He started doing it, and I could see that he was touched and that he had a commitment and that he was passionate about this issue. And it came about that we needed more food. We needed access to more food as our client population grew. And I called Joel one day and I said, Joel, maybe you can help us. Maybe you can talk to your people at Walmart and see, is there a way? What's happening with all the food that's wasted? Is there a way that we can rescue that food? And while we're a small pantry and certainly can't accept truckloads, perhaps we can partner with Gleaners, our community food bank, who can then share all the food that is able to be rescued with pantries such as ours. So it's a win-win on all fronts. Gleaners is able to execute its mission. Walmart is able to do good. And we, as a food pantry, are able to feed hungry families.
I want to put in a plug for the food bank for North Michigan, and that's Feeding West Michigan. They're a phenomenal organization. They're one of 200 food banks nationwide that serve every county in the United States. And what you're talking about is so far-reaching and important. When you start putting people together who want to make a difference, who can make a difference, who believe this is important, you can see amazing things happen. Joel, do you remember when you met Leah?
I do. I got a phone call, and that was that she heard that I had this relationship with Walmart and that they needed basic items, you know, food items. And I said, you know what? I think I might be able to help out, but I want to know more about your organization. And is there an opportunity to volunteer? And that's when she gave me the opportunity to deliver food to elderly people. And that had such an impact on me. And the request that Leah had of, could Walmart help out donating food? You know, so it's one thing to think on a big scale, well, Walmart is a huge company that can help out. But then to know the people that needed it, and to be able to put the two together. And that's what I like to do. I like to bring people to the table. And so whether it's Walmart or Garden Fresh in Ferndale or American Spoon Foods here in Toski, Michigan, I like to connect the dots and put people together. And it just didn't come out of thin air. I was trained by my mentor, the late Ambassador David Hermelin, who so many knew, who was one of the creators of the Michigan Cancer Foundation, who did things around the world. But he made volunteering exciting, fun. He made it the place to be, the place that people wanted to come to, because volunteering should be fun. You should feel that you make a difference. It shouldn't be just like viewed as work. And you meet the nicest people when you volunteer. And that's why I want to encourage our listeners that if you're feeling down, if this, you know, things that have gone on with the pandemic have caused you to be slightly depressed, go out and volunteer. Do something. Work with nice people. You're going to feel great. I like to say, who inspires who? You know, we go out and do our things, and I think we are really inspired by the people that we're able to help, and you can make a difference. And to do a simple act and help somebody, and I can't think of a better thing to do than help to provide food to people, and there's lots of ways to do that. And I know, Jerry, you've provided Gleaners Food Bank lots of opportunities for people to help.
Well, we couldn't do it without volunteers. There's no food bank that could afford to do everything we do without volunteers, and they do so many good things, repacking food that comes in big totes because that's the way it has to come, or having food drives, which has been another very effective way to let people participate and do their part, because if we all do our part, we get a lot farther, a lot faster. And of course, that's how that's supposed to work. So, Joel, tell us a little bit more about your vision for, again, ending hunger and growing hope in Michigan.
Sure. And each of my visions are inspired by someone. And I was very fortunate. I started at a young age, and I started a program called CEOs Under 17, teaching young people in the city of Detroit how to start and run their own business. And I did this in partnership with the Reverend Eddie K. Edwards of Blessed Memory, who is the founder of Joy of Jesus Youth Ministry, located by the city airport. And we began he shared my vision that if we taught young people how to start and run their own business, create their own business, profitable business, that this would change the paradigm of how young people looked at their future. And so he had a youth program, an after-school program, in the east side of Detroit. And we talked about how we would get these young people to participate in this entrepreneurial program that they really didn't know much about. And he told me that if we provided pizza for these young people at around 4 o'clock, that this would be a way to get them to come. And I did not understand why this would be important, because they're going to have dinner probably in just an hour and a half later. And he said, Joel, these people have little or no income. And the last meal that they probably got was the free school lunch provided, you know, by the USDA and the school lunch program. I said, but Reverend, these people live in houses. They're not homeless. How could they be hungry? I thought that the only people who were hungry in America were those who were homeless. And it was through that experience, and he started to educate me, that I realized who some of the other people who were hungry. These are people who are working, just not making it enough to make basic needs, and that the assistance they get sometimes is not enough. So having a complimentary pizza would be a way to encourage parents to bring these children. And you have that experience, that knowledge, and then you fast forward and you meet with the majority leader, Eric Cantor, at the time, and you have an opportunity to educate him about the McGovern-Dole feeding program that also provides food to bring people to the table to get educated, young women. And you listen to Senator Dole, who I have a relationship with, and the former Senator George McGovern. And then you are the person that they're depending on to educate the majority leader and the president of the United States. Because of these experiences, when I was a young age, it's a continuum. It just doesn't start meeting with the president. It begins with hands-on. It's like my mentor said, Henry Dorfman, the founder of Thornapple Valley, he said, Joel, you got to get your hands dirty. And it means not just sitting behind a desk and studying about something. You've got to get out. And Leah and Yad Ezra provided me those opportunities. Gleaners provided me those opportunities to get the hands-on, and I continue that today. Every day, I go out and I look for opportunities to learn from people who are on the front lines.
We're going to learn more in just a minute. Stay with us. This is Ending Hunger, Growing Hope in Michigan with Joel Jacob and friends. We just spoke with Leah Luger, a recently retired executive director in a food pantry in Southeast Michigan. I want to introduce Max Finberg, the CEO of Growing Hope Globally, another great friend. And Max, you had a story about being part of the solution. I want you to tell that story.
Happily, Jim Elwell is a farmer in Southern Michigan. He's also a member of my board of directors. And he said, I produce food. I live in one of the most diverse agricultural states in the entire country. Michigan is known for its agriculture. What can I do to help? And for him, it was a desire to help his neighbors around the world. So what he did was dedicated a part of his field as a growing project. That's how we at Growing Hope Globally call it. And he was going to sell whatever it was he grew on that plot of land just across from his house. And that those proceeds from that harvest then got put in the pot. And some other farmers from his congregation, and they did a special offering, and a number of other things happened that allowed Jim, his wife Teresa, and a whole bunch of others to come together collectively to be part of the solution. They then chose where they wanted to donate that overseas. But looking here in Michigan, one of the great things that Joel talks about all the time is how can you involve all different kinds of people, all different sectors in being part of the solution. So years ago, as you know, Jerry, the Michigan State Legislature and the governor created the Michigan Ag Surplus System, using a little bit of our tax dollars here in the state to make sure farmers and food processors covered their costs so that good Michigan ag products could end up at Gleaner's Food Bank and at food pantries like Leah's and all around the state. Why? So it didn't go to waste. So it didn't go to a landfill producing methane. So it didn't contribute to a problem. It contributed to a solution. Farmers are part of that. Farmers have big hearts. They know how tough it is to eke out a living, to survive. They depend on the weather. They depend on bugs not coming at the wrong time. They depend on when it's going to frost and when it isn't. They know they need to have faith. And so I am so blessed by farmers throughout the state of Michigan who are willing to say, I'm willing to share a portion of the proceeds of my harvest with Growing Hope and the programs we support overseas. But I know that some of them are doing that same thing for their hungry neighbors who aren't just around the world. They're around the block. They're around the other side of the community. And so it's thinking about Jim and Teresa, it's thinking about Gary, it's thinking about Bert, it's thinking about so many of those farmers who have huge hearts and want to be part of the solution to hunger.
You know, Joel, I know this is really close to your heart as well, and you're eager to say something, so let's go to you. What have you got for us?
Well, I just want to thank you, Max, for coming to Michigan from Washington. You have been a fantastic partner now for close to 20 years. We have worked on so many great projects, and not only have we worked on them, but we have seen success in each one of them, whether it be here in Michigan, in the United States, in Africa, in the Middle East. We have worked with Palestinians. We worked with Israelis. We worked with the Jordanians, Ethiopians. Every time we work together, we achieve success. And I want to thank you for not only your friendship, but your commitment to this issue. We're very fortunate to have Max Finberg in this country and the service that he has given all Americans.
Well, thank you, Joel. But I have to say, none of us are an island, and it's only by inspiring others to join us. I continue to be inspired by you as an example of someone who's willing to talk to anybody, to be persistent, to reach across the aisle, whether that's political or geographic or ideological, to say, join us in ending hunger and growing hope. Let's start here in Northern Michigan. Let's expand that to the whole state. Let's not stop there. Let's do the country. Zero hunger is a reality because we have a cure for hunger. We don't have a cure for cancer yet. We don't have a cure for AIDS. There's enough food in the world to feed everybody here if they'll only follow your lead of working with anybody to do that.
And it starts right here, right now, here in Northern Michigan. We are going to end hunger in just a few short years here in Northern Michigan. And what we do will set the example for the rest of the country in just a few short years of all working together. Everybody has a place at the table.
Well, and I know it's steps at a time, and I know you've taken a few steps already, Joel. As I recall, you have been going around this area in Northern Michigan and helping out some of the organizations that have been serving people on the front lines. These, again, are your neighbors who are needing help and getting help. Joel, can you tell us a little bit about some of the people you've met as you've gone around to support people who are passionate ambassadors in this work?
Well, I moved to Northern Michigan just a few years ago, and I started to listen to the radio station that I loved, 96.3. Light FM, and they would talk about helping out, making a difference, and they really meant it. And they would go to the local businesses, and they'd help people, and they'd put them on the air. And I said, I want to be part of that. And they had a program just before the Christmas holidays of helping people out. And then so I went to Carrie Davis, one of the executives at the broadcasting network here, and there's several stations that they have. And she was so enthused that I wanted to help, and we figured out a way to create a match in the spring and in the summer to, as they said, we're going to talk about ending hunger. A lot of people are afraid to say ending hunger because that's a big thing to do. The on-air personalities talked about it over and over, and the bottle crew came through our company to match dollar for dollar, and that went to Father Fred, it went to Manna Food, and it went to the Food Bank of Northern Michigan and Western Michigan.
Feeding West Michigan, right. Tremendously good organization.
And I have to say, whether it's in Northern Michigan, Southeastern Michigan, Western Michigan, in the Thumb area, everyone who works on this issue is entrepreneurial. They're willing to think of new ways to do things. They're open-minded, the nicest people. And that's why I encourage everyone, wherever they are, to find the place that helps people, you know, with nutrition issues, whether it's a school system. There's so many nice people who are working on this.
Joel has a knack for finding those good people who are willing to say yes. It might take them a little time, but they are the salt of the earth folks who say, if only I knew what I could do to make a difference. And that's where taking these ideas, taking the gift that you uniquely have to offer can make a huge difference in your neighbor's life, can make a difference in ending hunger, providing that opportunity, growing that hope. I'm pretty partial to that name as CEO of Growing Hope Globally, but it's something that everybody can help do right now.
You know, Max, I do have a funny story because you have to be persistent. And if you believe in something, you know, then it makes it easier. So picture this. We're in Washington, D.C., and I'm with the majority leader, and I wanted to interview him. And they were making a promotional film about being involved in food banks, and they sat him down in the Republican headquarters, and they put the mic on him, and they thanked him for taking the time. And he looked at them, and he said, I didn't have a choice. They said, what do you mean? He says, Joel Jacob asked me to do it. You can't say no to the guy because, you know, it's for the right reason. So that's why I'm here, but I'm glad I'm here.
You can't say no to Joel. I think there's a slogan in there somewhere. I really do. So, again, this is Ending Hunger, Growing Hope in Michigan with Joel Jacob and friends. Joel, give us one more tidbit, one more thing that's important to this issue that makes you so motivated and invested in moving this forward.
You know, it's the memory of those people who came before us, who worked so hard to develop the industry, develop sports teams, to be participants, not to be spectators. And the person I think of the most who inspires me at this time is the late Bill Davidson, who many of know, owned the sports teams of the Pistons when they did great, Guardian Industries. And no matter how well we did or what we accomplished, Bill always said, it's a good beginning. So I want to say to all of us, you know, as much as we've accomplished, we can strive for excellence and we can get the job done. It's a good beginning.
So if you keep your eyes open, you're going to see the signs of ending hunger, growing hope in Michigan. Listen for more Joel Jacob and friends. There are more friends coming and quite a few more friends. I know I've seen that list. It is quite lengthy, but I'll tell you what, it's interesting people. It's people from business. It is believers. It is growers. It is legislators. It is your neighbors. It is people you know who are involved, invested, and making sure this is happening with Joel Jacob and friends.
I want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.